Hello and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking God Knows Where You Are. Mercy and Grace Unexpected. There was someone that was out there. And it so happened that in the book of Samuel, chapter 9, there was mercy and grace unexpected. Imagine 2 Samuel 9:7. David was talking to Mephibosheth, "Do not fear, for I will surely show kindness to you for the sake of your father Jonathan, and will restore to you the land of your grandfather Saul, and you will eat at my table regularly." There was Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was lame, and it was unexpected mercy and grace that David was appealing to find anyone that was left from the house of Saul for Jonathan's sake. God remembers mercy in our lives. And he knows where you are at. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. The other translations are, you delight in showing unfailing love. Does not retain anger forever because he delights in steadfast mercy. And that's the character of God that shines from the pages of this story. You have a calling and identity. This person, Mephibosheth, lame in 2 feet, is out there. But there's a calling, there's an identity of that person. You know, Jesus is the friend that never leaves. Jesus was always there all his life. And it doesn't go into that. But our identity and calling is really important. In Psalm 139, "Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. Even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. Even the darkness will not be not dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." That's awesome, that the revelation that this person had, that wherever they were in life, whatever storms happen in life, wherever you could be in life, that the Lord is with you, that you have there the Lord with you. Joshua 1:5, "I will never leave you or forsake you." And that is also in the New Testament. "I will never leave you or forsake you." That's why you can be content. That's why you can have a focus, and you can know your calling and identity no matter what happens in life, because God is there. God is with you. Jesus is the friend that never leaves. And here we have this picture of this person, lame. And it's in verse 11, "And Ziba said to the king, 'According to all that my lord and the king commands his servant, as so your servant will do.' So Mephibosheth ate at the king's table, David's table, as one of the king's sons." And the calling identity, there's Ziba, and was the servant to Mephibosheth. Delights in mercy. And what is super cool is this scripture from Micah 7, 18 and 19 that talks about that God delights in mercy. It happened that Mephibosheth, in verse 12, Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And that's just something small, but something so cool that in the book of Micah, we read that precious scripture that God delights in mercy. That's a beautiful picture of who God is. And that is like, you know, this, it's like Jesus, his life showed mercy, was mercy to us. God knows where you are, so praise God where you're at. David, who is like a type of Jesus. David had mercy and grace unexpected for Mephibosheth and for Ziba. And David knew that God knew where he was at, and so he could praise God where he was at. David made a delight to praise God in the fields. He made a delight to praise God in the back paddocks. And God knows where you are. You can make God your focus and aim when you know that he's with you and that he'll never forsake you and that he delights in mercy over your life and has mercy and grace unexpected. Praise God. And even you might be lame. You might feel lame in areas of your life. But when you know your calling and when you know your identity in Jesus, we are accepted in the Beloved. That means that we are all children of God. We are all our identity. That is important because that affects every area of our life. And if it's you today and you're like, well, like that's really cool for them, well, do you know that's for you as well? Do you know God loves you? Jesus loves you so much, and that your life, you have a calling and identity. And it's like there's a verse that's like, if anyone hears, it says that Jesus knocks at the door, and if anyone hears him and opens the door, that he will sup with them, or he will eat with them. And that means that Jesus wants to be your friend. And if you hear that Jesus, then you can open your life to him, then he will be there with you and he will never leave or forsake you. Such love that the world does not know or understand, but such true love that Jesus loves every one of us. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's an awesome scripture. And if that's you today and you're like, yeah, that's really cool, I would like to know Jesus, I would love to pray a prayer for you today. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you died and you rose. I'm sorry for mistakes I've made. Thank you for your forgiveness. I am a Christian, a follower of God. That's awesome. If you prayed that prayer today, you know Jesus will never leave you or forsake you, and that's a promise that you can count on, you can believe. Just like Mephibosheth, if you're like today, you're like, yeah, like, you know, I just need to highlight I need to highlight identity. I need to highlight calling in my life, because that's, I can see that's really important. I'd like to pray for you as well. And, you know, I was reading about these times I was reading in Luke 1 today. There was these people that were filled with the Holy Spirit and they prophesied. And, like, I think being filled with the Holy Spirit really helps, because it's like that identity and that calling in Christ Jesus really, like, really helps you be buoyant, and really helps that to be what is highlighted in your life. The Holy Spirit brings that to highlight your identity and calling in Christ Jesus, and really lifts your spirits. And Lord Jesus, I just pray for anyone that feels like, yeah, like I would like love the Holy Spirit to help me in my calling and identity. And I just praise you, Lord. I just thank you for your Holy Spirit to bless and to increase that anointing, Lord. And to be able to praise where you're at, to be able to believe God where you're at today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening.